This is Corks and Cowtown, a podcast that explores the movers, shakers, influencers, and the finest Fort Worth has to offer. And now, here are your hosts. You can't come on yet. You have to do a shambong first. There we go. And now, here are your hosts, Robin and Barton.
Hello, beautiful Fort Worth, Texas.
Yo, what's up?
What up? It is Robin.
And Barton, of course.
And we are here for episode 5.
Yep.
Of Corks and Cowtown.
Corks and Cowtown, not and in. I'm still getting over a little something, so.
I think we both died last week, and now we're finally coming back to life.
Good God, it was a struggle. We thought it was because of the birthday party.
I know, and it turns out I had bronchitis.
And I had the flu.
I mean, thank God it wasn't just our hangovers.
No, I thought it was legit. I was like, oh, Robin's birthday killed me.
I mean, I think it did kill us, but it was definitely the catalyst into whatever sickness we acquired.
Yeah, so imagine having the worst hangover and the flu smacking you in the face at the same time.
And half of the people in our group were sick, too. So I think we've all just been struggling this week. But it's a new week.
It is a new week.
And I'm super excited because we have a special guest today.
Can't wait.
Mr. Jonathan Morris from Fort Worth Barbershop.
Hey, that dude is amazing.
He's literally just like a light in a room.
Yeah.
You walk in and he's just like.
He's not really a light.
Well, but you know what I mean. Like he just lights up the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's like his spirit lights up the room.
He's got that good soul and good like vibe about him.
Yeah.
So we've got him, and we are also here at the Sinclair in downtown Fort Worth once again.
Yeah.
We still have a beautiful view of a new hotel.
Yeah, a new Marriott.
Yeah, another new Marriott. We think that some of the people across the street may be fans now because
Juan, I see they have been staring
at us like nobody's business.
What up, Juan? I see
so
you with your yellow
I
hat.
Hope we're not distracting them too much because it is a construction site.
Well, it looks like Juan just having the best time of his life.
I mean, he looks pretty bored, honestly, but it's fine. So how was your weekend?
It was dope. It was dope. Actually, we're going to dive into this a little bit more here once we get Jonathan Morris involved, but I went to Booze for Bundles and a little charity event Jonathan has at his house. I'm not going to talk too much about it because I want him to discuss it here in a little while. But I did that on Saturday and Sunday. I went to church.
Nice.
I say it like it never happens, but I went to church at C3. It's actually held at the Botanical Gardens. So Kristen McCurdy, you've heard us talk about her before.
Love her.
And Vicky Godbole, they invited me. They had this dope Christmas event going on. So I went there and then we all went to Salsa Limon and Magnolia afterwards. And then I legit went home, chilled for the rest of the day. But I didn't chill for the rest of the day because I went to film for a music video.
Yeah. I know. I saw you in bed with a female on your Instagram and had immediate questions.
Yes.
But then I saw a film crew. So I had even more questions.
Right.
But yes, can you tell us more about that or no?
So the artist's name is Bunny Bishop.
Who's amazing, if you haven't heard of her.
Yeah, her song, can't remember the name of it, but it's already out. I'll figure it out before the end of this segment. Really dope song. I got to hear it 17,000 times while we were filming that scene. And it was it was the first time I've ever been in front of a real legit film crew. And it was my first ever bedroom scene ever.
Ooh.
Shout out to Zyra. I'm tripping. Zyra. That's the first time I ever worked with her before, too. She's a really beautiful young woman. So it was pretty cool.
That is, so when can we expect this? Do we know?
They said ASAP because Bunny wants that out like yesterday.
Okay.
So it should be out not too long.
Is there anything juicy in it?
Actually, no, unfortunately. I wish there was some juiciness.
Dang it. Oh, well.
Shoot,
I was just trying to stir the pot.
Yeah, shoot. I would have stirred the pot. You know what I'm saying? But no, she was really professional to work with. Make Something Beautiful Fort Worth was the film crew.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So they are really awesome. Great direction. They made everyone feel comfortable and it was quick and harmless. And they provided us with wine, cheese, meats, like
all my
they
favorite
made
things.
Tamales for us, got us milk, ice cream. Yeah, it was
I
really
need
cool.
involved in this next time just for the accoutrements.
I can't spell that, but I can't say it either,
but it just sounds good.
Right.
It's like charcuterie. I love that word.
Charcuterie.
Honestly just order charcuterie just to say the word.
I say meat and cheese.
No, it's a charcuterie.
So what did you do?
I literally did nothing this weekend and it was phenomenal. I'm not going to lie. I decided to go back and rewatch Sex and the City. So, And I've just decided, did you ever watch any of them, like any episodes or anything?
I don't think I've seen the full episode.
Okay. Sex and the City is just awesome, especially the older I get, that I go back and I watch, everything still relates so much, even though it's an old series.
Right.
Like, just because it's about dating and stuff, and this is something that, you know, we had wanted to talk about. We're about to move into the holidays. Let's say you've been dating someone for, like, a month.
Yeah.
Do you get them a Christmas gift?
Yes, you still. You do.
You do?
Yeah, a month.
I mean, like, but, like, say it's just, like, but here's the thing is everyone's version of, like, dating is different these days. So some people might be like, oh, it's only been a month. I'm not going to spend any money on them. So here's my thing is, like, for a guy, let's do like a role reversal.
Okay.
First of all, if you've been dating a girl for a month, do you want or expect her to get you a gift? And then same to you. Do you think it's wanted or expected of you to get a gift?
Expect it, but I do. I would like a gift, but I don't expect her to get me one.
Okay.
But I would definitely want one. She's getting one no matter what. That's just because who I am. That's just how I was raised.
Okay. But like, so as far as a gift you would receive, what are we talking? Like, what would you say is an appropriate gift?
I would say after a month, it just depends on like your relationship, because everything that you're involved with is a relationship some way, shape or form.
Yeah.
So I don't mean like you're about to get a ring or anything else. But I think if y'all consider yourselves dating and you're dating each other and not anyone else after a month, you should have hung out with each other enough to know like if that person has a favorite restaurant or like a type of shirt or just something small. You know, I'm not bringing up old stuff, but the last girl I dated really loved Velvet Taco. So after a month, you know, let's say it was Christmas time, I would just get her a gift card to Velvet Taco. Because I know that she really likes that. It's not creepy. It's not too much. And I know for a fact it's going to be utilized. And every time she uses it, she'll be like, oh, she'll think like, hey, he thought enough of me to get me something that I really appreciate it.
Okay.
So that's where I would go with that. If it's anything under like 3 or 4 months, and then after 4 to 6 months, then I think y'all have been dating long enough to where an actual present would be sufficient.
Okay. So for like getting a guy a gift,
right?
Like what are, say, like, give me 3 gifts you think would be cool to receive.
I would like cologne, something that I think you can get any dude cologne that would be fine. He's not going to like think too much. I don't think dudes are gonna like really think too much into that though. Like, yeah. No disrespect to the ladies, y'all just overthink stuff.
This is very true.
Like, if girl was to get me a watch after a month or two, bet, because I probably already went extra and overspend on you too. But I think that's where the conversations need to be had prior to that date. Like, hey, you know what? We've only been dating a month. I'm going to get you something, but it's not going to be extravagant. And if you want to, you don't have to, you know, let's set a limit, you know, something like that.
So that way no one's like breaking the bank.
Right. Yeah.
See, and for me, I think that especially if we're talking like a month or so of dating, my thing would be like, let's go do something instead.
I can do that.
I'm like huge on experiences over things, because also I feel like there's more pressure on an item than there is of like, you know what, let's go like walk around downtown, do dinner and look at the like Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Or like, let's go do, what is that? Like, they have Prairie Lights and like Grand Prairie where you can just like drive through.
Shoot, even just
look at all the lights.
Around here they have lights and stuff. This one girl I dated 1 year, she picked me up from my apartment and was like, we're going to do a freeze out. And I had no clue what a freeze out was.
Oh God.
Literally, she put on some music, rolled all the windows down. It was freezing outside, and we rode around and looked at all of the Christmas lights.
Oh,
and she had like hot chocolate and stuff in the car.
See, and I think that's
fun. She had me in the car, so hot chocolate.
Gosh,
anyway,
yes. But she had all the chocolate.
She got all that. Never mind.
Oh God. But yeah, like, see, I think that stuff like that is more, I guess, in a sense, like meaningful also.
Right. I was not expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't like say, hey, we're going to hang out later. She just said, come downstairs, grab a jacket. And then she already had all that stuff in the
car. That stuff is so cool. But at the same time, like, I'm just not that person because I have a schedule.
Right.
Like, in a plans. And I would love to be more spontaneous, like 24/7. But I cannot do it because I'm like, can you book me like 2 months in advance, please?
No.
Which is probably part of why I'm single too, but it's fine.
And again, like I dated this chick and then she was very much like you in that aspect that things needed to be planned out. She just had a routine,
yeah,
which is understandable. Everybody are themselves. But one thing that we did work through, Robin, is she said, she was like, I have to become accustomed to doing some things, not all, throughout the week that I know like you want to do. And I had to like get accustomed to not being so spontaneous.
Yeah.
I'm really like, there's an event tomorrow night at 8:00. I got those tickets. And she's like, you're smoking crack.
Yeah, I'd be like, I already have plans. Yeah.
Right. She was like, I have plans to eat and go to bed early.
One of the things about that, though, is also, is I think, at least I've experienced this, is a lot of guys will be like, gosh, are you just never free? But my thing is, if I make a commitment to one thing, I don't want to back out on it.
Right.
So it's not like I'm just going to cancel my plans to make an effort of doing something with you.
I understand that.
You know, it's just like one of those tough things. But as we know, dating is tough.
Dating is hard.
I mean, I think just like an experience for a Christmas gift would be nice.
I can get down with that because that was an experience.
Yeah. You know?
It was really cool.
Okay. I like that. Freeze out. That's freeze a new out. One. Maybe let's, we should go do that and drink champagne. Well,
no,
just
no, no.
Kidding.
So let's just say she wasn't. We didn't share the same skin color. So if she wasn't, if we weren't so close, I would have hated freeze out because I hate the cold.
Stop.
I was like, well, you would like this.
Oh my God. I cannot.
Like, why would we want to freeze out? Can we do the same with the windows up?
I think the one thing I really want to do is like maybe next year is like rent like a party bus with our friends and like all get like champagne and stuff and go around and look at lights.
Real side note. So a lot of people know I work at Kent & Co. Wine. We rented the pirate ship for January 26th.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to invite you. You can be my plus
one. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, how? I've been looking.
I've seen it so many times, but I've never like known how you do it.
So we got to do that for content.
Oh,
I didn't know who I was going to invite. I was going to try to invite some little ratchet.
Get her
drunk on the pirate ship. Who can say you've done that before?
Oh, my
But
gosh.
I might have to invite. Yeah, I'm going to invite multiple people. I'm a manager there, so forget it.
Well, we can take the shambongs on there.
Yes. So I'm praying shambonging it's not through the super streets. Cold on January 26th.
God. I mean, hopefully it is, though. We can just bundle up.
Oh, my. This is the answer to it all. We just bundle up.
Here's the thing, though. You can put more clothes on. You can't take clothes off. I'd rather be cold than hot.
I don't know about all that.
I don't know. That's how I feel.
But
about it.
We're going to do the pirate ship. It's a Sunday, January 26th. Yeah, we're taking, that's going to be our little Christmas thing for the staff.
I like that. Yeah. That'll be fun.
Pirate ship in Funky Town, Fort Worth.
I know, because we're all, I've seen it down 7th.
I've seen it on
Magnolia. Does it go everywhere?
Yeah, okay. I've seen it there. I've actually Googled it to try to rent it, and I could never figure out
what
how.
What is it?
It's a legit pirate ship.
Stop.
Yes.
Like on top of a car or like
no,
how does
like
this thing run?
You can't see wheels. You can't see anything. It's only a pirate ship.
This is so strange.
Yeah. It is amazing.
I've just seen it mobbing through the streets, but that's about it. So
I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Well, that's exciting. What else can we talk about today?
Oh, I know exactly what we could talk about.
Oh.
So I just found this out 2 Fridays ago, kicking it with Robin at this event.
Oh, geez.
At Stephen Camp in over here in Fort Worth. So, you know, we're all in front of this big old shout out to Deck Out Dallas. They do balloons and
like the balloon arches.
The balloon arches, yeah. So they came out, said this amazing balloon arch in front of this greenery, which was super cool. The two ladies that involved with them are really nice, really sweet, pretty girls too, by the way.
Both taken though.
Yeah, they're both taken, whatever. Yeah. Shoot. But the girls were taking pictures, which is normal. They say, all right, ladies, fake laugh. And then they just, they just all start doing this fake laugh and snapping pictures. And that was the day.
Because I was the photographer.
Yes. Robin was like, all right, fake laugh. And I was like, wait. So you mean to tell me these laughing photos that I always thought were real are set up?
You have been fooled.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is 100% organic, y'all. I was low-key disappointed because I thought...
Barton literally had to, like, sit down. He was so concerned. He was like, wait, these aren't, like, organic laughs?
I thought they were. Yeah. I was so, like, I was like, how did they capture all these girls like just laughing. And I'm like, who told the joke when they're supposed to be taking pictures?
Hey, someone just busted out saying something inappropriate. That's typically what I do to get a group to laugh. So,
well, I'm still a little speechless.
Yeah. So Barton has decided that he's just going to go through and now start sharing things that he's learned through hanging out with me.
Yeah.
Of all of our female secrets.
Yeah. It's called Robin's Friends Taught Me. That's the nickname of the segment. Robin's Friends Taught Me. And then last week, Robin's Friends Taught Me that girls fake laugh for photos.
You're welcome.
Good God Almighty.
Hey, we've got to get that content.
Yeah, but
you've seen how many photos we take just for like one photo.
Yeah,
it's
for
extreme.
One photo is about 17.
It is
billion.
So extreme. Like, I'm surprised that everyone doesn't just have like a photographer on standby.
Well, one day we will.
Yes,
we
one
will.
Day.
So, and one other thing I want to talk to you about, and
oh,
I want
geez.
You to be real because you, I'm sure you have these.
Okay.
And I didn't prepare Robin for this.
Oh, no,
all.
I'm scared.
What are some of your, for dating, non-serious deal breakers?
Deal breakers that are like not serious.
Right. So like one of my deal breakers, and this has to, I have to find this out within the first month. That sounds bad because that means the girl has to have slept over at a time or two. I can get down with, you know, like a light to medium heavy breathing snore. But if you are a bear,
oh
and
my
you're
God.
Sawing down trees and I have to get up to go to a whole nother room to sleep, that's a non-serious deal breaker for me.
Okay, but like what if she just was like congested that day?
Well, no. Okay, so these things too. If she was congested,
okay.
If she was
intoxicated.
Severely intoxicated, yeah. Or sleeping on her back. If I sleep on my back after I've been out for a heavy night of adult activities, there will be some snoring going on.
Yeah.
But that's it. Like, I never do. I know for a fact.
Here's my thing. You know, I am incredibly picky.
Okay.
And I have a lot of pet peeves. This is tough for me because I'm trying to think of the ones that aren't going to make me sound like the worst person.
That's why
in the world.
I said non-serious, because there's like serious deal breakers, cheating or treating
yeah.
somebody like trash,
I mean,
or verbally.
If we were
going to
like get into like the serious ones, I'd say obviously I want someone that's like a Christian.
Right.
I want someone that is not homophobic or racist.
Right, right.
Like those are my three top deal breakers.
Well, same for me. Yeah. 100%.
But otherwise, I'd say someone who treats like wait staff bad.
I would think that's a serious one.
But that's the thing is like, what level of serious are we going on? So I'd say someone who like treats staff bad, someone with bad hygiene.
To me, those still are all serious deal breakers.
I'm trying to think of like a non-serious one.
Like, let's say if they chew with their mouth open.
Oh, that's a serious one.
Okay.
No, that is the most serious one. I have that mesophobia or whatever, so I hate sounds.
Mesothelioma?
No, not that one. It's called mesophobia.
I was about to say, because there's a 1-800 number they talk about.
There. No. I was like, is it mesothelioma from like asbestos?
Yeah, there's something.
Okay, yeah. No, it's not that.
Okay.
No, it's like a hatred of sounds, like repetitive sounds, like chewing, pen clicking, things like that.
Gotcha.
So that's why.
What if they hold their fork with their full.
Oh, I hate that.
Like their three.
Like
and they're shoveling.
In prison.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
They're in prison. Absolutely not. That stresses me out. Yeah, I guess like just bad manners in general. I'd say someone who, dang, this is hard.
Right.
Honestly, mine are just simple things that probably progress.
I got another one too.
Okay, what?
I was in New Orleans with some friends, and then this one girl drove in from another state to hang out. Dang it. Maybe I shouldn't have started with that, because if she listens to this podcast,
Oh, geez. Spill it. You already started.
But if we're going out to go eat or on a night out on the town and you don't reciprocate how I dress to go out, if you dress down, this is a non-serious deal breaker. If you dress down when I got some Chelsea boots on, some nice jeans, a nice scarf, jacket, you know,
and she's in like leggings and
a sweater. My God, not even leggings, like
stop.
Some joggers and a t-shirt.
Like,
is going on in the city? And I hate that too when I see girls and guys are coming out, like the girl would be like dressed to the nine, and this fool is in like some shorts, a collar, like a polo, and some New Balance and a Titleist hat. If you don't get back to the house, you see how your girl is stunting on the city.
Yeah.
And then you go and put some little shorts on and a t-shirt, like you about to go to school at TCU, and this is it.
Oh, yeah.
Reciprocate if she or he takes time to look great, and you see this when you're leaving the house.
I was like, I get that. Because like that's the thing of like whenever we go out for girls' nights, every girl in their girl group is like, how are we dressing tonight? What's the vibe?
Right.
And I feel like, it, especially if you're in a relationship with someone, you should know, okay, we're now a couple and we are a reflection of each other.
Correct.
So we should dress accordingly.
Right.
So I totally get that one.
Like if it's in the daytime, cool, do whatever. But if we're going out to dinner, take your hat off. Take your hat off.
Unless it's a bar, there's no exception for like, take the hat off.
Right.
Come on, I feel you on that. I'm trying to think, get back to me on that one. Nice. I'm sure I have a ton, but I'm trying to think of like your level of non-serious.
I'm going to have to bring, this is not a deal breaker, and I hate to take it there, people.
Oh, geez.
But.
Oh, geez. Where's it going
to
go?
For the first 6 months to a year, girls just don't number two. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I cannot with you.
I'm sorry. Just don't bring it up to me. Don't do it in front of me.
Have you really had girls say that?
100%. Like,
what?
Hey, sorry it took me so long. I had to take a dump. I was like,
oh, my God. I am mortified for whatever female that is.
I left for 3 minutes and came back.
Girls don't do that.
No. Lord. Let the church say it. Amen. I haven't found
girls
a real one sitting in front of me.
Girls do not do that.
Yes.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Exactly.
That is the most insane thing I've ever heard.
See?
I do have friends that are very open about stuff like that, but even me to my girlfriends, never would I ever.
No, because it doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, females don't do that.
I'm telling you, Robin's a A1 from day one. Hey, she gets it.
I just, I'm mortified for you, honestly, now.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
Well,
I mean, I feel like we just might as well bring Jonathan in because I don't really know what we can say.
After that?
After that.
If
there's no really segment into that.
No.
Oh, God. I can't believe you went there.
I had to because that's just something that was on my heart.
It was on your heart.
It was on my heart to say because whoever I date next, let's just say this out. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to look the part. I'm going to treat you like a queen. But there's just certain things. We'll have a life together that you've dreamt of. We'll parachute into the Trinity Park, eating bacon on the way down, shambonging. Like, we're going to do all the experiences.
I literally cannot with you right now.
But I just don't want to talk.
Parachuting into Trinity Park, eating bacon and shambonging.
Who doesn't want to do that? Is that not something you would want to do?
No.
At all.
I do not want to be on a parachute ever.
We just jumped off of a rooftop.
If you want to just take me to the park and eat bacon.
And shambong?
Yeah. I'm super into that.
Okay.
Maybe not Trinity Park, though. There's alligators and things.
Well, we're not going into the river, just the park.
But there's coyotes and beavers and Nutra and all that weird stuff. But
Nutra. I don't even
know. Right? Aren't they called Nutra?
Who's Nutra?
They're like little beavers.
Why don't we just say beavers?
Because they're not beavers. They're Nutra.
Nutra beavers. They're like Swedish beavers because they're neutral. That's what she's going at, people.
Mm.
Anyway, Jonathan is sitting out, he's out here.
Poor Jonathan.
So, yeah.
He has to deal with us.
We are going to wrap up this segment. We're about to get into this amazing interview with Jonathan. But if there's anything y'all heard about anything that we just talked about.
Please write us.
Yeah, please let us know so we can talk about it next time.
Feel free to start sending us topics of discussion because.
Next decade.
Yeah, it'll be next year that you hear from us.
The whole next decade.
January 6th.
In the Roaring Twenties.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It'll be the new Roaring Twenties. But send us your conversation topics, who you want to hear from, and anything you'd like us to discuss. Because clearly, Barton has established that nothing is off limits now. And I am disturbed.
But and I'm Barton.
I can't. I literally just cannot today. Okay, well, we're going to wrap it up, and we're going to bring in Jonathan.
All right. Here we go. Episode 5. We are back at the Sinclair Hotel downtown. I got Robin to my left.
Yes.
Yes. And we have a special guest in the house today, Mr. Jonathan. I am Fort Worth Morris.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning. I'm so proud and honored to have you like in the house today. Like, big smile on my face. You can't see it.
Maybe I think he has a crush. I can see it.
I can see
it. No, it ain't a crush. It's just admiration. Like, yes. You know, really appreciate everything this guy's done in the city. Glad to call him a friend, too. So that's what it really is.
Well, we appreciate you being here today.
Absolutely.
And for those of you Fort Worthians who may not know you, tell us about yourself.
tell y'all about myself. So my name is Jonathan Morris. I am an entrepreneur. I own a couple businesses here in town. I own a Fort Worth barbershop. Just celebrated 5 years here in Fort Worth.
Congrats.
Fort Worth barbershop was a dream of mine about 6 years ago that started. And I said, man, like, I want to create the barbershop that I want to go to in Fort Worth, Texas, where, you know, I had just moved to a couple years before. And there wasn't one that I saw that I liked. And so I said, man, I'm just going to create what I want to see here in Fort Worth. And that's kind of what I'm about. Like, I want to see people continue to create things that they want to see in this city and do things they want to do in this city and not feel like they have to wait on any gatekeepers or anybody to tell them what they can and can't do, you know?
That is awesome. Okay, so you own Fort Worth Barbershop, but then you also own the Lathery?
So on the Lathery, small retail shop where we focus on grooming products, men's and unisex grooming products that help people in prove the way they look and feel and smell.
And that's very important.
Yeah.
So we appreciate all of those things.
We carry everything from hair products to bath products, skincare, fragrances, really trying to get these guys moisturized in 2020 because we got to take care of ourselves.
For real.
And so again, that was just like a little project that I didn't see in Fort Worth, but I wanted to see in Fort Worth. So we created it.
You do. Awesome. I've gotten my hair cut actually to be quite real. The Lathery was the first place of your places that I actually got my hair cut at.
Remember that?
Yeah, it was either, I think it was Jarrell.
Mm-hmm.
And then after him was this cat Mitch. Then I found the love of my life.
Sack.
I went over there, connected with one other barber first. And then, you know, he was busy the next week. And then they said, hey, you know, we're going to put you with Sack. That was 2+ years ago.
Yeah.
From then, she's been to both my birthday parties. Yeah. I've been at her house for Thanksgiving.
You know, finding.
It's been crazy.
Finding the barber for you, the stylist for you. It's a real relationship. People don't understand. Like, it's a relationship with somebody that gets very close to you on a regular basis and finding that right person. It's like a love connection. You know?
Yeah.
Soulmate for your hair.
Okay.
Soulmate for your hair. You got that right.
So for guys, do y'all have like barbershop talk? Like we have like salon talk?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. All sorts of things we mentioned in the barbershop. I feel like guys really open up to their barbers, maybe sometime more than anybody else in their lives.
I'll tell you right now, a therapist knows more about my personal, private, like dating life than anybody else. Robin knows quite a bit, but she gets to see who I'm getting my hair cut for that weekend for before anybody else.
Yeah, okay.
She's like, what you doing this weekend? I'm like, bam, check this out. She's cute. And then the next week, she's like, how'd it go? I'm like, it went great. 2 months later, trash. Yeah. We forgot one of the most important things, Jonathan.
What'd you forget?
We started this whole interview, and shambong's supposed to happen before the interview starts.
Well, then let's shambong in.
Yes, we're going to get the shambongs ready. Or Barton is. He's basically our professional shambong whore now. Thank God, because I'm not good at
this
it.
Way.
All right, which way am I going?
This is
this
Jonathan's way? First shambong.
Yeah, hold it, like right here?
Right here? Okay, I never shambonged.
Okay, and just. And
it's going to kind of, yeah. We're taking it. We're racing.
Eager beaver.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
This is a race.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you have to see if you can
beat
just
hold it steady.
Yeah, just hold steady.
Which end am I drinking from, though?
The one that's closest to you.
Yeah, the one closest to you.
And I'm just tilt my head up.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like a beer bong, but different.
Okay.
But with champagne.
Champagne. Yeah. Oh. You say the bougie bong?
Bougie beer bong.
Bougie bong.
Okay. Bougie bong.
Okay.
It sounds like a Bougie Bonton song that y'all don't know who Bougie Bonton is.
No. Okay, oh. We had spillage.
Oh, my God.
Well,
give
Jonathan.
Give
him a refill.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's going to get a little bit more champagne.
It was pre-shambongulation.
He got too excited. It's fine.
First timer. Premature premature bonging.
It happens to the best of us. Okay.
Hold up. You got a little bit extra because I'm not going to get this.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
All right.
We ready?
Is there a countdown?
We'll let Barton count down.
Sure.
Or not.
Yeah.
What's happening? We're having technical difficulties, folks.
All right.
All right.
We ready to go.
Ready.
Go. It's your first shambong.
Okay.
One, two, three, go.
Done.
It's smooth. It goes down really smooth.
That's what she said.
That is what she said.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Now let the burps come in.
Mm, right.
All right. Got that out the way.
All right. There's carbonation in me now. Okay.
You know, normal things.
See, this is what I really love. This is the highlight of my Mondays. Sorry, got a little on your pants. That was me last week. Got a little excited. Oh, yeah.
Got the splooge mark.
So it's fine. Now we can get back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yes. First of all, we had some questions for you from viewers or listeners. All
right.
Fans, followers. Fans?
Yeah. Okay. All of the above.
What are we going to call these people that actually listen to us on the radio or on their podcast? I know words are hard again today.
Yeah.
Let's just dive in.
Let's get in there.
Okay. One of the questions was, how do you manage multiple businesses with staff?
That's a great question. In running a business, one of the most important things is culture, right? How you bring together people. For me, what is most important to me is finding people who fill in the gaps of the things that I am not good at. I'm very like brain. I'm very like visionary. I'm very like idea person.
People that can like kind of bring it together.
So who are those people that I can fill those gaps in with that do all the things that I'm not the best at to really build a team and create a space where we hit on all cylinders, right? So whether it be finding the right barbers, whether it be finding the right front desk staff and getting a sense of kind of, you know, as business grows, like I've not been perfect in staffing, you know, throughout the last few years, but every year I feel like we learn so much about like, what are the things that we need to create an experience for our customers that goes beyond maybe what their expectation is or what they've been used to in other barbershop environments and really think of ways that we can make that experience something that people not only look forward to, but this is an experience they want to tell people about. And that starts with people. That starts with finding people that are good fits, you know, and not everybody is the best fit and that's okay.
True.
But finding people that have the same values that we share, bring them onto the team and treat them right. And they take care of you.
Hey, amen to that. So what would you say is like one of your biggest challenges so far in running a business?
You know, I think that sometimes like we're never, ever, ever going to achieve perfection, right? And being of the mindset of understanding that like day to day, we're not going to always be perfect, but so long as we're continuing to grow and we're looking for opportunities to see how we can improve upon those imperfections day to day, that's like to me is what's most important. And I think that as long as we're doing that, things tend to gradually get better. And as long as we can continue to reach more people, have people share in the experience of what coming to the barbershop can be,
right?
Continue to get better, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
All right. Next question from, hey, this is a good friend of mine. Your favorite thing about having a business in Fort Worth?
The people, man. We get to meet people from literally every walk of life, mm-hmm. all over Fort Worth. And that to me is what's most important. People like a lot of times will invite me to like networking mixer or this. I'm like, I don't need to go to that because I get to connect with and meet people that come to the barbershop every single day. You know what I'm saying? So it's my own little consortium of way to like meet people, connect with people, learn about the things that they're doing in the city, whether it be running businesses or whether it be creating art, whatever it may be, the barbershop creates this space where we're able to like just connect with the community in a real and authentic way. You know?
Right.
My favorite thing day to day.
Hey, being authentic is something that's hard to come by these days. So totally understand that. So something we were kind of talking about before we actually started recording was we were saying how Fort Worth is growing so fast. And it's going rapidly. Mm-hmm. It blows my mind because I've lived here my whole life.
Yeah.
And it drives me nuts that sometimes I see businesses coming in that are not Fort Worth.
What does that mean?
And so that's the thing is like, it's so hard to like
wrap your head around it.
But what we were saying is we said, how do you maintain the funk in Funky Town?
Yeah.
What would you say?
I think, again, it goes back to the people and starting with like, what are the things that make this city? I think that as we continue to grow, I think that the identity of who Fort Worth is going to become more and more clear. And what it isn't becomes that much more clear, right? And so I think that, like, to me, Funky Town is just that. It's a funky town. It's not one thing or the other. It's a combination of a lot of things coming together that just seem to work in a really, really cool way. I.e., you know, I think of this town as being, we obviously have this Western heritage culture, but at the same time, we're a town that loves modern art. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And those things can coexist. This town has historically been very conservative. But guess what? It's becoming more and more progressive. And those things find a way to coexist in a lot of ways. And
right.
I think that that is kind of what is funky and a little bit different about Fort Worth compared to a lot of places. And I think that we have to maintain that by essentially telling people, like, hey, this is what it is. And it's evolving and it's changing. If you don't like that, it's okay. There's a lot of places for you.
Right.
But we got to continue to, I think, support the things that we want to see.
Agreed.
Right. So, like, if you're going to say, like, man, like, this is starting to get a little Dallas-y, yo. This is starting to get a little Austin-y or whatever you might think. I think that the most important thing we can do is those things that are indicative of, like, Fort Worth that you want to see, like, we got to support those things and those people.
Oh, absolutely. Totally agree.
Yeah. I love Fort Worth. It's dope. I wasn't raised here, but I got here in 05.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different city than what it
from
is.
From 05. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's crazy different.
Yeah.
And I've lived in downtown majority of every single year, except for two.
Mm-hmm.
Since I will say 08 till now, I've lived in downtown Fort Worth. Maybe I will say like 9 of those 11 years. And I've seen places that I used to walk, like Sundance Square, where the fountain used to be a parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just wild to see so much. And it's been this for a long time now.
Yeah. Man, I think that what's happening is there's a vibe in the air. There's something in the air right now in Fort Worth that is palpable. And I think that people that have been here for a long time are starting to recognize, like, okay, things are kind of changing. This is not what it was like when I was growing up here. People are moving here or people are visiting here and they're coming here and they're like, oh, okay, this is not exactly what I thought it was. Mm-hmm. It's a little fresher than I thought it was. It's kind of a scene here and we got to build on that momentum. You know what I mean? And I think the way that we build on that is, again, by championing the things that we love about Fort Worth, supporting those things, investing in those things and continuing to be the loudest proponents of it. And then all of a sudden people from, I think, all over this nation and world will start saying, okay, Fort Worth is maybe not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
I really like what's going on down there.
Hey, you know? I was like, I love that. I think the funniest thing is that so often I still tell people I'm from Fort Worth or Texas in general. And they're like, where are all the horses and cattle? It's just like, we do not ride horses to work.
I mean, some people do, though.
I mean, they do. Like, how many times have you been to Chimmy's and seen a horse
thing
outside?
Like, four horses wild, just parked.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, there's somebody with a Benz or whatever parked right next to a horse.
That's
so
Funky Town, though.
That's Funky Town,
That's what it is. It's the it's that, I feel like this town, in a lot of ways, it's filled with so many juxtapositions, right? There's so many things that don't really make sense outside of Fort Worth, you know?
Right.
But here, it's like, oh, that's normal. Yeah, we've seen a horse going down the street, or even like on Trinity Trail, like people will be riding horses.
Oh yeah.
People are having brunch over at Press Cafe. It's wild, yo. But that's Fort Worth, you know? And I think it's special. And we got to continue to, we got to respect, you know, what we have been, but at the same time, respect what we're becoming at the same
time. Where we're going. I mean,
absolutely. I know that the holidays are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have planned for the holidays? Anything special?
Yeah.
Do you travel? Do you stay here?
Yeah. So like this Christmas, I'm staying here in town.
This Christmas.
Donny Hathaway?
I was doing the Chris Brown version.
Oh, okay. Mine was Donny Hathaway.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I think that this Christmas, I'm going to stay around town. New Year's Eve, I know there's like parties and stuff happening, but I think I want to kind of get out of town. Like,
Okay.
I want to kind of lay low a little bit.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Going to 2020 strong, rested.
When you travel, I see you travel with this little short chica that you've known for a long time. Can you tell us a little bit about who she might be?
My wifey?
Yeah. Her, your wifey.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
that's my girl. So we've been married, just celebrated 7 years.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Thank you. We took our anniversary trip. We were up in New York a couple weeks ago and we'd love to be able to get out of Fort Worth every now and then, see a little bit of the world, you know?
Yeah.
And quite honestly, you know, one of my favorite things in traveling with my wife and going and seeing other places, being inspired by other places, is kind of identifying what do we love about other parts of the world,
yeah,
and how can we bring elements of those things that we love about other places into Fort Worth, whether it be through businesses or with art or relationships through that we have here in Fort Worth. That to me is really, really special.
She does a lot with the city too.
Yeah. So Catherine, she in the background, of my business, all the things that are related to finance and all the spreadsheet type of things, she runs that for me. Cause that's just, again, going back to like finding people that do all the things better than you do.
Right.
She's that for me on the finance side of things with my businesses. And then she also works for Craftwork Coffee, running their, all their finances, but then also she does some HR work with them.
Awesome. That's super dope. Not to bring up the past, because we say leave the past in the past, but I'm about to bring up the past.
Okay.
Oh,
and I'm about to go back.
Let's step back.
Well, I'm only going back 48 hours.
Okay.
To Booze and Bundles.
Booze for Bundles.
Booze for Bundles, yeah. So
Booze for Bundles is our annual Christmas party that my wife and I, we throw at our house.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we bring in all the booze, and we invite all of our friends, and we ask them to bring a bundle to give to an organization. This year, the organization that we contributed to was Presbyterian Night Shelter. So I've been serving on the board at Presbyterian Night Shelter for 3 or 4 years now, I think. And it's an organization here that, one, they help shelter our homeless, but then they also have a ton of programs that are helping people get out of homelessness also. And so every year we throw this party at our house, invite our friends and our family that we want to share an evening with. We give them bunch of booze and we dance and we talk and we meet people. I love, man, what I love about Booze for Bundles is always people meeting people that have never met each other and like, oh shoot, all of a sudden we're gonna connect and people build friendships and start collaborating, doing things together, and that's part of the magic of it.
It was a great time. Thank you for the invitation.
Thanks
this
for
year
coming out, man. Absolutely.
I kept it cool, calm, and collected. I only drank wine this time. I didn't partake in the liquor.
Yeah, we were on that liquor. We were on that brown. And Barton over there with his red wine and a wine glass.
Oh,
so yeah. So we all had Dixie cups. Barton had his wine glass.
Yeah, I was the only one.
He had a goblet.
Yeah, everybody else was drinking out of plastic. There's just certain things that I prefer not to. I will do if there's an option there.
Hey, brother, you do. Yeah.
I did have a wine glass, so, you know, hey, sometimes you got to turn up a little bit for the turn up, you know?
The struggle.
But it was great. The food was great. Riata, staple here in Fort Worth, catered the party, which was super amazing.
I love Riata.
Mm-hmm.
That's, speaking of rooftops, that's a good rooftop.
Great rooftop. Sinclair Rooftop coming soon.
Oh, yeah. So excited.
We need more rooftop bars in Fort Worth.
I know. We've got to get everyone on board with this.
How aren't people already on board with a rooftop?
Right.
Like, I don't understand.
Well, especially in Texas, like at least there's a little bit of a breeze on a rooftop.
A lot of the year.
Yeah.
It's like there's some parts of the year where it's like,
it's still like hot breath in your face sometimes.
Right.
You're like, can you just not?
I'm a big fan of rooftop bar.
I love rooftop bar. If we can mimic Denver, because
Denver has tons of rooftops.
Like every place has a rooftop. Love Funky Town. This is Corks and Cowtown, obviously. But if we're going to do something, you know, let's go and let's mimic what Denver has going on.
But you know what, though? That's what I think is important about Fort Worth. What I think is happening right now in the city, if I had to diagnose kind of the flavor of what's happening in Fort Worth, I think the flyest things that are happening in the city are when people are seeing what's happening in the rest of the world, being inspired about mm-hmm. it, being inspired by it, and say, hey, what is Fort Worth's version of that, right? We don't have to be somebody somewhere
somebody
else. We have our own identity here in Fort Worth, but how can we translate a bomb as like rooftop vibe?
Right.
Put it be in Fort Worth. We need more of that. We have a little bit of like, hey, let's pour into the things that you want to see in Fort Worth. We have to create them, you know,
and
not wait for folks to tell you that you can and you can't.
You know, who's really good at doing is two sets of people, Sam Samini. I don't know if you know who that is. He is the owner, one of the owners of Texas Republic, 88 Keys, The Yard, all of those types of restaurant bars on 7th Street. And Emil Bragdon, who is the owner of Reservoir Whiskey Garden in your mom's house, that new one that just opened up. Prior to them opening up a new restaurant or bar, they'll have a place purchased. And they'll travel to 20 cities and bounce around to all bars and nightclubs and different places, take notes and come back and take the best of what they've seen and bring it to Fort Worth and put it in their bars. Great at doing that. So I really do admire them for, they've been doing that for a long time too.
That's a lot of research.
It's a lot of research. So that's why you'll see, like, I don't know if you've been to your mom's house yet.
I have, yeah.
It's like no place you've ever seen in Fort Worth.
I will say, I feel like they might have some of the best music.
I agree.
Like, and that's hard for me to say, but they bring back all the throwbacks.
Yeah.
They're, just like a house
their DJ
party.
Booth is a baby grand. They take some of the coolest things and they just do some great work with it. So shout out to Emil and Sam Samini. I've grown up with those cats back in, I will not say when, because then that will put a little age on it.
Yeah, we try and stay away from that.
Yeah. I'm in my late 20s, early 30s, so it's cool.
Struggle is real.
Yeah.
Okay, so sadly, we're going to have to wrap up here soon. But my question for you would be, if you're going to give business advice to anyone who is wanting to start their own thing here in Fort Worth, what would be the one piece of advice you feel like everyone could benefit from?
Sure. Don't wait till you have all of your ducks in a row. Don't wait till everything is perfect, until it's the perfect timing, because that perfect timing is never going to come. Jump in the water and learn to swim while you're in there.
Absolutely love that and could not agree more.
Nothing beats getting started. If you don't get started, nothing's going to happen anyway. So I think that a lot of times people are, they're looking and comparing themselves to other people and saying, oh, well, whenever I have this much money or whenever I can do it this way or that way, obviously you want to strive for excellency. That's important. But at the same time, don't let that paralyze you from just getting started. Talk to people who have done it before. Talk to people who you admire the way they do things, and don't get caught up on ideas of other people who you don't even care about. Like, just go out there, do your thing. If you feel like it's something that's missing, or you feel like you can bring something different to the city, this is a city, Fort Worth, that will welcome you with open arms. And it's easy to find people to help champion whatever that thing is that you want to bring to the city. So just get going.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What you said reminds me of something I've heard a long time ago, multiple times, is one of my mentors always said, you don't have to be great to get started, but you got to get started to get great.
There you go, man.
So
there you go. Just,
I like that.
Yeah, that's real.
That's a good one.
That's real.
I can't thank you enough for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Spending time with you is just a joy every single time.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I love your wife. So looking forward to everything you have moving and shaking here in Fort Worth.
More to come.
Hey, I was like, that's what we're excited for.
I can't wait to interview you again after, you know, whatever happens in the next couple of years transpires, and we're going to just be on the rooftop doing something, talking.
Yes.
I'm going to pull up in my Rolls. I won't be driving it. No, I meant with my Rolls.
Rosé? I'm confused.
A Rose.
Royce?
Royce. Royce. He might be there too.
Royce.
I know he likes rooftops.
But, oh, geez.
Yeah. Again, as Robin said, thank you, man.
Man, thank you guys. Through.
This has been amazing. It's been great. Thank you for getting up here early on a Monday morning, dealing with this downtown Fort Worth parking.
Thank you for introducing me to Shambong.
Oh, yeah. This won't be our last time Shambonging together. I can say that one out loud.
I like to Shambong with you.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate it.
Well, we are so excited to keep hearing what you have going on. We are wrapping up here from Corks and Cowtown. You will not hear from us again until 2020.
Oh, this is the last one of the decade.
Yeah, I was like, done for the year, but we look forward to the new year.
Yeah.
And hopefully you all have a very Merry Christmas. And hopefully we see you on New Year's at Kent & Co.
Yeah, Corks and Cowtown's hosting a big old New Year's Eve party with Ricky Don't. We got Vicky Godbole, who's doing photography. Me and Robin will be up in there popping bottles, doing shambongs. I might have to order some more shambongs.
We probably do need to order some more.
But it's about to go down in Funky Town, like James Brown.
Okay. We're just going to stop, but it's fine. So yeah, I was like, we can't thank y'all enough for listening, and we look forward to the new year.
Yep.
We will talk to you all September. Or wait, not months are hard.
January
2020.
6th. Yeah. January 6th is our next episode, episode 6.
We can't say thank you enough.
Yeah.
This is Robin.
And Barton.
Cheers, y'all.